Okay, so Expo just shipped this thing called Observe, and my first reaction is just relief, like somebody finally named the gap.
Which gap is that?
The one between your dev tools and your crash reporter. You've got React Native dev tools and Expo Atlas while you're building. You've got Sentry and Bugsnag when something breaks. But the app that doesn't crash, it's just slow? Nobody's been answering that question.
Right.
And it's the question that actually cost you users. How long does cold launch really take in the field? Did that dependency bump add 400 milliseconds to startup?
Okay, that's a real gap. I'll give you that one. So, what'd they actually ship?
5 built-in metrics from real production sessions: cold launch, warm launch, time to first render, time to interactive, and bundle load. And they report the full distribution, median average, min-max, P90, P99.
The P99 is the part that actually matters. If you're only looking at the median, you're looking at the happy path. The slowest 10% of sessions is where your churn is hiding.
Yeah, and each data point carries context, device model, OS version, app version, region, network type, even thermal state and low power mode. So startup is slow becomes startup is slow on older Android devices on cellular. That's a problem you can actually fix.
That's good engineering. The thermal state and low power mode context, especially, those are the confounders nobody tracks, and they're exactly why you see a regression in your dashboard and can't explain it.
And the release comparison thing is slick too. They overlay your builds and OTA updates directly on the timeline. So a regression isn't a mystery, it's a vertical line you point at.
Okay.
You can compare version to version, build to build, even embedded JS against an OTA update, then drill down to a specific build number.
That's the part I genuinely like. The version overlays on timeline approach, that's the thing you'd otherwise build by hand with a spreadsheet and a prayer. Having it baked in means teams actually look at it instead of meaning to look at it.
Exactly. And per-screen navigation metrics for both Expo Router and React Navigation. That part's opt-in through the config object.
Makes sense to keep it opt-in. Not every screen needs that overhead. They separate initial renders from subsequent ones too, which is a good call. Opening a modal and closing it back to the previous screen is a fundamentally different render cost than mounting fresh.
Right, and there's a mark interactive call you add so you get TTI per screen, not just for the app launch.
The mark interactive placement is going to be the tricky part. You have to call it after auth, data loading, splash screen hidden, and if you put it in the wrong spot, you're measuring your own instrumentation, not real interactivity.
True, but the setup is like 5 minutes. Install Expo Observe, wrap your root layout with Observe Root, call Mark Interactive where your app's actually ready, ship a production build. Metrics just start flowing.
And it's SDK 56 plus. That's a reasonable floor. Most active Expo projects should be there by now.
Oh, and here's the part where I know what you're going to say. They built it with agents in mind from day one.
Of course they did.
Every metric is queryable from the EAS CLI, like EAS observe metrics summary dash dash days 7, and they all have dash dash JSON output. So you can pipe that straight into an agent for analysis.
That's actually clever. The JSON output on every command means an agent can pull the data, do the regression analysis, and tell you which route is slow and why, instead of a human staring at a dashboard guessing.
There's an Expo Observe skill that includes instructions for agents on how to install, configure, and analyze the metrics. You literally say, "Please set up Observe on this project," and it handles it.
Okay, I'm somewhat won over. The agent first design isn't just a buzzword here. They actually structured the CLI surface so an agent can do something useful with it. That's different from slapping AI powered on a dashboard.
I knew you'd come around.
Don't push it.
But here's the thing people should know. It's free during open beta, first 10,000 MAUs. But it goes GA on August 20th, and after that there's a free tier up to 1,000 MAUs, then paid plans that scale on usage.
So the 10,000 MAU free beta is the window. After August 20th, it shrinks to 1,000. That's a meaningful change for anyone who's been testing this.
They're giving 60 days notice before pricing kicks in, so it's not a surprise. But if you're sitting on a beta app and you haven't checked your MAU count, maybe do that.
The 1,000 MAU free tier keeps all 5 metrics though, right?
Yeah, all 5. So smaller apps aren't getting a crippled version. You just hit the ceiling sooner.
That's a reasonable free tier, not a bait and switch. The question is whether the paid pricing is sane. And we don't have those numbers yet, which is the one thing I'd flag.
Fair. But Air, for a 5-minute integration that tells you how your app actually performs in the field, this is the thing the ecosystem's been missing. The gap was real, and they filled it.
Yeah, I'll give you this one. The gap was real, and they filled it. Don't make it a habit.